not only, but also have to focus on what is working in the human organism. We have to look at the fine qualities and cultivate those, because part of being human is being those things as well. In many ways, brought about the movement toward humanistic psychology and through that, positive psychology. Aaron Antonovsky, the third person I would consider the grandfather, brought in the idea of focusing on health. He has a new concept, or he introduced a new concept. I'm still here, don't worry. He introduced a new concept which he called, it's his own neologism, salutogenesis. Salutogenesis, salutohealth, genesis, origin. The origin of health. And this was an alternative model to the conventional wisdom model of pathologies. So instead of just studying pathologies, whether it's in physical health or psychological health, we should also study the origin of health. In many ways, that is what preventative medicine is about. So this was a novel idea back in the 1970s when he introduced it. And we'll talk a lot about Aaron Antonovsky. Now the parents. Marty Seligman, considered the father of the positive psychology network of scholars, started the field in 1998. Like Maslow, he too was the president of the American Psychological Association, and as his mandate during his presidency, he had two aims. The first aim, to make academic psychology more accessible. In other words, bridge Ivory Tower and Main Street. This was the first aim of his presidency. The second aim was to introduce a positive psychology, a psychology that will look at also things that work, that will not just study depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, or neurosis. A psychology, a network of scholars who will focus on love, relationship, self-esteem, motivation, resilience, and well-being.